office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland, wishing the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's game. And Marion Local gets the tap to start the game, and there's an inside shot up and in. That young lady's a good-sized young lady.
Yeah, she is.
Molly Winner scores the layup to get Marion Local out to a 2-0 lead. Cal Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with Brian Batch here at the Hangar at Marion Local High School. Shot up by Kiki Wendell off the back of the rim as she was in the lane. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Flyers have the lead here by a score of, again, 2-0. Down low to Winner again, puts it up and missed it this time. It rolls off of there. There's going to be a foul on Marion Local on Sammy Hosier, I believe. Yes, it is. And Marion Local severely handicapped tonight, Brian.
Yeah, they're two leading scorers, and obviously I would assume two of the better players are out. One's in a boot, one's in crutches, so definitely hampering their chances here tonight.
There's a shot by Olivia Patch, left side is no good. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Getting the board there for the Lady Flyers was Sammy Hosier. Still 2-0, Marion Local in the lead here in the early going with 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. Again, I'm Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch from Marion Local High School. Winner had the ball, knocked away. Court recovery comes up with it. Brooke Colley came up with it over to Olivia Patch. Now to Val Mollenkamp on the left to Kiki Wendell. Kiki drives to the top of the key. Right side to Allie Vaughn. She'll drive in and miss. Rebound back up. No good by Mollenkamp. The rebound comes to Marion Local. Getting the board that time for the Flyers was Brooke Homan. And Marion Local comes down the court. Here's Sammy Hosier with it. Over on the right side to Heidi Rethman. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Back around, up, no good. And a foul's going to be called on Brooke Colley, I believe. I don't think they're going to call that a shooting foul. No, they're not. I don't know. That was close.
Yeah, it was.
So tossing it in here will be Heidi Rethman. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah.
Make sure you correct me if I'm wrong. Left side it goes to Marion Local's Olivia Demange. I think so.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I've never heard of that one before. So
left side it goes. Back out top. Right side. Brooke Colley knocks it away. And there's a ball given to Marion Local out of bounds off of Brooke Colley. Boy, the Lady Indians got their ears pinned back the other night against Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, it was an ugly game basically from start to finish. I think it ended up 13, but it was pretty much a 20-some point game the whole entire game. So we made it look a little better than what it was.
Here's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes to Marion Local, tipped by Olivia Patch. Up and no good by the Flyers. And Val Mollenkamp came down with the ball. Racing down Allie Vaughn to Olivia Patch. Underneath, puts it up, got it. Olivia Patch gets the first basket for Fort Recovery. Took us 3 minutes to get that baby. But we get it, and it's 2-2. We are all tied up here in this very important MAC conference game tonight. Marion Local 6-0 in the conference. Fort Recovery 5-1. And the ball is out of bounds. They say that Marion Local's Olivia Demange stepped out of bounds.
This is something right here. We've had a lot of success over the last 4 or 5 years against Marion, and that's ball pressure and pressing full court. And that's something they're not really comfortable with, and that hasn't seemed to really change here, at least early anyway.
Left side to Olivia Patch. Back out to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling the ball. Pops the three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to the Marion Local Flyers. Down they come with the basketball. Sammy Hosier with it, and there's going to be a turning it over call on Sammy Hosier. So violation and a turnover for the Lady Flyers. Fort Recovery will get it. Marion Local, a very impressive record coming into the game tonight at 16-2. Fort Recovery's 12-4. Again, Marion Local 6-0 in the MAC and Fort Recovery 5-1 in the MAC. There's a drive by Mollenkamp. Nice move, but it pops out of there somehow. Rebound, Marion Local. How did that not go down in? Inside the Winner, but it's knocked away by Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp comes up with the ball. We are tied at 2-2. I don't know if you got here when the early part of the JV game, but it was kind of a similar type game, very low-scoring game in the first quarter. Here's a shot by Allie Vaughn, up no good. Rebound, Brooke Colley, good! Brooke Colley gets the rebound. In fact, it was 4-4 in the JV game at the end of the first quarter. Fort Recovery did win that. We'll run down that later on. Here's a timeout call by Marion Local. As the score is Fort Recovery trailing, or leading Marion Local, I should say, 4-2. Olivia Patch, Brooke Colley with the two baskets. 4-2. Indians on top here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. We'll be back. Timeout right after we pause for this one commercial message.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And, of course, that open house is going on right now at Hall Brothers Incorporated today through tomorrow through Saturday. They have two more days to take advantage of the open house at Hall Brothers. Marion Local, after the timeout, puts it in play. Fort Recovery, a full court press. Once again, Marion Local playing without Kelsey Koenig, who is the daughter of the athletic director here, Dan Koenig.
She's been out most of the year, Rob. I was just getting some info from the locals here and said that she had tore her ACL and had surgery just this past week. And then Pullman had twisted an ankle. Allie Vaughn with a layup and score right there. But Pullman had twisted an ankle in the Minster game, so this is her second week out. So
yeah, she missed the St. Mary's game, which they lost last week. So Allie Vaughn hits a wonderful shot there from the right side, and she goes to the free throw line. Whitley Ramel comes in for the Lady Indians, and leaving is Olivia Patch. Allie Vaughn at the free throw line. Chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. And indeed, she gets it. Oh, we're perfect from the line tonight. Brian?
Stop right there, because that never happened.
One for one. Long pass down at the other end. Caught us asleep. And the shot's no good, but Whitley Ramel is going to be called for a foul. And going to the free throw line for Marion Local here is going to be Lindsey Koenig.
That's something that can't happen. If we're going to press full court like this, we can't let them get behind you like that. You got to know where they're at. We, like, as you said, we kind of fell asleep on that backside of the press. So
that must be another daughter of Dan Koenig. She hits the first one to make it 7-3.
Everyone's related around here, Rob. That's an Ohio thing.
Second free throw is good by Lindsey Koenig. Fort Recovery with the ball. Marion Local pressing full court. Here's Val Mollenkamp. Lady Indians leading 7-4. There's Paige Fortkamp putting it up no good. Rebound comes down to Kiki Wendell. Great save. Here's Val Mollenkamp down the lane, back in the corner to Kiki. Fires a three. It's short. Rebound. Paige Fortkamp no good. She fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll go to the free throw line as Sammy Holscher's called for her second. Yes,
yep.
Her second foul. They can't afford that. Paige Fortkamp goes to the free throw line. And it is no good on the first one. So we're not perfect anymore. Marion Local will travel to Fort Recovery tomorrow night for the boys game. Marion Local boys have been struggling a bit this year, but they've had some good performances.
They beat Delphus last weekend, which was a big win for them. So
that raised a lot of eyebrows.
Of course, they always come off football season really late, so that kind of always hampers their start a little bit.
Absolutely. Marion Local with the ball. Back on the left side. Three-point shot's no good. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Nope. Fouls on Val Mollenkamp. Val Mollenkamp called for a foul. Marion Local did get the rebound there. And stepping to the line will be Lindsey Koenig again with two more free throws. She was 2-for-2 a moment ago. It's up, and it is good. One more for Lindsey Koenig. The hanger at Marion Local. one's up, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Olivia Patch over to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Allie goes to the top of the key, lost the ball, picks it up, beats the page for Camp. For Camp, right side to Olivia Patch. She'll come in, fires and hit. Off the glass and in for Olivia Patch. Her second basket tonight. Here's a steal by Kiki Wendell. Back out to Paige Fortkamp. Indians pressing full court there and stole it away. Allie Vaughn on the left side to Whitley Rammel. Back out top to Kiki Wendell. Wendell down the lane and she is fouled. And it'll be out of bounds. That foul's going to be called on Heidi Rethman. 10-5 Indian lead here. Of course, I've been around long enough, Brian. I remember the old gym years ago that they used to pack before they built this place.
Yeah, I don't remember those.
No, you probably weren't even born yet back in those days. Here's Olivia Patch with the rebound, and she scores again. Olivia having a nice night tonight with 6 points in a big conference game. 12-5, Indians on top by 7. Here's a shot from the left side up, no good. Rebound back up. It's no good by Marion Local. In and out on that one. That was missed there by the Flyers' Molly Rethman. And here's a travel called on court recovery. So Marion Local will get the ball right back here. Eric Cattley's our studio producer tonight. Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Hope you folks are enjoying the game. My goodness. Boy, the boys played a great game last Friday. Did they ever blast cold one?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the best performances I've seen us play in I don't know how many years.
16-0 start. Goodness.
Yeah, they finally scored their first bucket 7 minutes and 10 seconds into the game.
There's a foul. No. Yeah.
Stepped out of bounds, actually, for Marion Local, and that probably saved him 2 points because Paige jumped in the passing lane, stole it, had a wide-open layup. So
scratch that off, and the Indians have the ball, bringing it up here, leading 12-5 in the first quarter. Brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and in Indiana, in Bern and Union City, Indiana. Cal Pharmacy, the friendly pharmacist, start at Cal Pharmacy. Brooke Hollick, top of the key. She'll pass back to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp dribbles down the right side, feeds over to Olivia Patch. Patch at the lane, up and in. Olivia Patch, what did you feed her today? 8 points for Olivia here in the first quarter. Marion Local with the basketball. Trailing 14-5. Right side on the wing. Paige Fortkamp on the D. Marion Local almost threw it away, and a jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery, so it does go down as a turnover. This is one of Olivia's best quarters in a long time. 8 points in the quarter. Over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki comes down across the timeline. Dribbling to the left side, comes back out top. Now to Allie Vaughn at the center circle. Brooke Hollick on the right. We're down to 16 seconds, so the Indians are not going to take a shot until the last few seconds here. Well, I'm wrong. Kiki Wendell goes in. This is one from the lane. It's a rebound there by Whitley Rammel, but she throws it away trying to find Olivia Patch. And now there's a scramble, and the time runs out. So Marion Local did not get a shot off. And we are at the end of one quarter of play. Fort Recovery leads Marion Local 14-5. What a quarter by the Indians. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday night until 6 on Friday nights. And again, they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis at Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back in a moment with the second quarter. Indians lead 14-5 here at the Hangar at Marion Local. We'll return right after this one commercial message.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the hangar, and the Indians' shooting percentage had to be pretty good there in that first quarter, Brian.
Yeah, they got some really good looks. On offense, a lot of it was off of drives and attacking the paint and moving the basketball. So we just got to make sure we continue to do that. Don't settle.
Allie Vaughn causes a jump ball here to start the second quarter as the Flyers had the basketball to start the quarter. So we get it on the alternating possession. Another Marion local turnover. Right side, Val Mollenkamp misses that one. Tipped by Whitley Rammel. Kiki Wendell chases it down. Here's Val Mollenkamp at the free throw line. Back to Kiki. There is Allie Vaughn on the left to Whitley Rammel. Back out top to Brooke Colley. Here's Kiki Wendell back on the right corner to Val Mollenkamp. Val looking for a teammate. Brooke Colley cuts down the lane. No pass there. Back outside it goes. Kiki Wendell to Allie Vaughn on the left. Now to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling the basketball. Feeds back to Brooke Colley. Colley back outside to Kiki Wendell. Wendell looking for a teammate. Goes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling the ball. Goes in. Puts it up. No good. And a foul's going to be called on Marion Local. So not the greatest opening for Allie Vaughn, but she creates contact and able to draw the foul. So she will be at the free throw line here. It's up and good. Allie is 2 for 2 from the line tonight, I think. That's what I had.
Yep.
That is her fourth point of the game. She have one more. Indians lead by 10 now, 15-5. This is up and good again. Olivia Patch checks in for the Indians after her 8-point first quarter. Checks in, and Whitley Rammel will go out. Marion Local being pressed by Fort Recovery. Down they come. Shots fired up, no good, and a foul's going to be called on Olivia Patch. Patch making contact.
Actually, they called it on Val.
Oh, really? Well, we'll give it to Val Mollenkamp.
But that's her second, so it probably should have been on
Olivia Demange draws the foul, and she's at the free throw line and hits the first one. They're doing pretty well at the line tonight. They're 4 out of 5 so far. They only have 6 points. And this one's good again. The only field goal so far for Marion Local, a 2-point layup by Molly Winter to start the game.
And Kiki just got a double dribble right in front of the official.
And nobody around her, really. She just lost. I think she was trying to size up who to go to and lost her concentration. Here's Brooke Colley on a steal on the inbound pass. Colley feeds over to Olivia Patch. Back to Colley between the circles. Right side to to Allie Vaughn. Over it goes to Paige Forkamp, to Allie Vaughn on the right wing. Allie dribbling the basketball, stops, comes back out, feeds to Brooke Colley. Kiki Wendell, top of the key. On the left to Paige Forkamp. Here's Brooke Colley. Colley dribbling to Paige Forkamp. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling to the right, now wants to go baseline, and threw it out of bounds. Tried to hit Paige Forkamp on the opposite side on the baseline, and she just got too far down and didn't have the angle to make that pass.
Yeah, that's one of those. She probably should just reverse pivot and dribble the ball back out, and there's really no place to go. There's nothing there.
Right. Marion Local being pressed, and Allie Vaughn on the steal. Here's Paige Forkamp down to Brooke Colley. Blocked out of bounds. Marion Local wanting a foul there from the official on Allie Vaughn, but didn't get the call. It might have been a little shove off there.
Yeah, it was probably a foul, but play on.
Play on. Olivia Patch gets it in to Paige Forkamp. 3-point shot, partially blocked. Patch got the rebound, though. Back outside to Brooke Colley between the circles. Colley dribbling. A big game tonight. Fort Recovery has to win this to have a chance to tie for the conference title or maybe win the conference title. Here's Allie Vaughn in the lane. Back on the left to Olivia Patch. Fires and misses. Rebound comes down to the Marion Local Flyers. And here comes Marion Local. There's Sammy Holscher with the ball out front. She seems to be their quarterback. Right side it goes. Back out to Sammy Hoscher. She'll pass on the left. There's a three-point shot. Good. Heidi Restman gets a three, and that's her second field goal of the game. And here's Brooke Colling going the distance at the other end and laying it in. A nice move by Brooke Colling to make it 18-10. Indians are on top. 4 points for Brooke tonight. Marion Local should have been called for traffic there.
Just doubled.
And the ball is loose, picked up by Paige Fortkamp. Well, we got a wild and woolly one going here tonight, don't we?
Yeah, she just double dribbled right in front of the official and they didn't even call it.
Port Recovery calls timeout. 18-10. Indians on top by 8. 4:45 to go here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your Kloss and New Holland dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Port Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day in January. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists have shifted from just dispensing medications to being integrated members of the healthcare team involved in patient care. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana to speak with our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way, whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Here at the hangar, here's Brooke Colling on a three. Yes! Brooke Colling drills a three to give the Indians a 21-10 lead. And Brooke now has 7 points on the evening. Olivia Patch still leads the way with 8 points. Marion Local with the ball. Down across the timeline they come. There's Heidi Rethman. Over goes to Sammy Hoscher. Down the right wing. Dribbling the ball, passing the winner down low, back outside. There with the basketball is Brooke Homan. Homan goes right side to Heidi Rethman. In to Winter. She misses the layup underneath. Rebound comes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki brings it down, passing on the left to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn has the ball stripped away. Nice move there by Heidi Rethman of Marion Local. And there's a foul called on Allie Vaughn. Allie reached in and committed a personal foul. It'll be out of bounds to Marion Local. Here comes Olivia Patch back in, and Allie Vaughn goes out. Allie leaving the game with 5 points. Otherwise, our leaders, Olivia Patch with 8 and 7 for Brooke Colling tonight. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, second quarter. If you need service for your farm equipment or lawn and garden equipment, you know where to go. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Shot's no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. No. On Marion Local. Called on Sammy Hoscher. That's number 3 on her. She will have to come out of the game.
Not sure I saw that one. I thought that was probably on us, to be honest, with a hold on our end. But
that was a tough break for Sammy Hoscher. Tough break for Marion Local because they're already short of players. And to take one of their top guns out of there like that, she'll be out for the rest of the half. We have 3.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Brooke Colling on the right, dribbling the basketball, goes in, feeds back out to Paige Fortkamp, open for three. It's too long. Rebound, Brooke Colling on hustle. Over to Olivia Patch. Patch looks for a teammate. Back to Brooke Colling. Here's Kiki Wendell, top of the key. Kiki goes down the lane, feeds to Whitley Ramel, fires and misses. Rebound comes down to Marion Local, to Brooke Homan. That shot was a little too long. Over the rim. Marion Local with the ball. Here's Heidi Rethman. Here's a shot up, and it's good. getting that basket for Marion Local was Brooke Holman, and they only gave her a two, I guess. I thought that might have been a three. So it's 21-12. Indians on top by nine here. Kiki Wendell, here's Brooke Colley. Colley goes down the lane, lost the ball. Picked up by Marion Local by Brooke Holman. Down they come with the basketball now. It's Heidi Restman. Restman, the point guard now that Osher's out of there. Here's a spin move up and no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Missing that shot for Marion Local was Brooke Holman. Left to Paige Fortkamp. It's way off the mark. Ooh. And goes out of bounds. It'll be given. Oh, they say it was
deflected.
They say it was deflected by Marion Local, so the ball goes to Fort Recovery. Might have got a break on that one.
I was sure.
Might have got a break on that one.
That hit the top of the backboard.
And again, the Marion Local coach, Beth Scribe, saying, what? She said that several times tonight. What? Brooke Colley open from three. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound comes to Marion Local. With the basketball is Molly Restman. We have a wild and woolly game tonight. There's a bad pass picked up by Allie Vaughn of Fort Recovery. Down she comes across the timeline, lays it up, and in.
Allie
Vaughn scoring.
She got hit on that shot, so.
That gives her a total of 7 points on the night now. So we've got two with seven, Brooke Colley and Allie Vaughn, and Olivia Patch with eight. And here is a foul called on Allie Vaughn. Number two on Allie. Let's see if she's going to go out of there or not. Paige Fortkamp comes in, and leaving the game will be, yes, Allie Vaughn goes out with two. 1:27 to go. Indians don't want to risk Allie picking up her third foul with only a minute and 27 to go here. So she's on the bench. Marion Local falls down, and traveling now is called, should be. Now they're going to call a jump ball. Oh, my. These officials are not earning any brownie points tonight.
They're struggling a little bit, I think.
Officials having a tough time. Here's a foul on Fort Recovery. As they say, Heidi Restman is fouled. And that's on Kiki Wendell. That could have been a jump ball there, I thought.
I thought it was a travel, actually, before that. But
free throw is no good.
When they get inside, they kind of tendency not to watch their feet. They're watching bodies up top, and they don't really pay attention to their feet. So
this one is good. She gets one of two. That makes the score 23-13 now. Indians by 10 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Your New Holland farm equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Right side to Brooke Colley, over on the corner to Whitley Rammel. Back outside it goes, around the horn. Here's Kiki Wendell with it. Now Brooke Colley with it. Colley dribbling out front. On the left side to Paige Fortkamp to Olivia Patch. Patch tries to pass it back, and it's knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. Will keep the ball. Look over the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service and Fort Recovery. And don't forget, they also have the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool that's great for all seasons. Available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Inbound pass to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn wide open, lays it in. Made a little spin move, and her defense went the other way, and she went one way, and she had an easy layup. And Allie Vaughn now leads us in scoring here with 9 points tonight. 25-13, Indians on top. Here's a shot up and no good, and a foul is going to be called on Whitley Rammel. And on Whitley, that is number two. So at the free throw line for Marion Local, Olivia Demange, is that who that is, 20?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yes. First free throw is good. She's 3 for 3 at the free throw line tonight. 5'7 junior. Next one is up, and it is no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Now to T.P. Wendell. Indians with 19 seconds to go. We're going to lead by at least 11 and maybe more. Oh, I say that. And it's stolen away by Marion Local. Picked back up by Val Mollenkamp. Still 9 seconds. We got time. Allie Vaughn has it slipped through her hands. Comes down. Going all the way to Whitley Ramel. Puts it up and good! Whitley Ramel gets the basket right at the horn. And the Indians leading 27 to 14 here at the half. Interesting first half of play. This has been a rugged game. These two teams are really battling each other.
Yeah, it's been physical, at times a little sloppy, at times maybe some no-calls that maybe should be there. And, you know, it's just an intense Thursday night MAC game. You know, right now it's, the MAC lead is on the line and got two teams slugging it out. So.
Thanks to Dan Koenig of Marion Local High School here, the athletic director, for his hospitality. We appreciate it very much. As the Indians lead here at halftime, 27-14 in a big, big MAC game. Again, if the Indians win this tonight, we've got a legitimate chance to tie for the conference win. And who knows, we might end up winning this thing.
We could. It would be interesting the last couple of weeks.
We'll be back with more from the hangar at Marion Local right after we pause for this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Bob Weaver and Brian Patch back here at the hangar at Marion Local, where the Indians have had a hard-fought first half and a nice lead, 27-14 over the Marion Local Flyers. Brian, wrap up the stats here in the first half.
All right, well, the first quarter went to the way of the Indians with a 14-5 first quarter lead. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Flyers 13-9 to take that 27-14 lead. Allie Vaughn leads the way with 9 points. Olivia Patch added 8, and Brooke Collig with 7, and Whitley Ramel with 2. So we have a 13-point lead, and our leading scorer, Val Mollenkamp, has not scored yet. And I think our second leading scorer is Kiki, and she hasn't scored yet. So
that's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
For the Marion Local Flyers, they're led in scoring by Heidi Rethman with 4. Had a 3-point goal and 1 out of 2 at the line. 3 points for Olivia Demange on 3 out of 4 at the line. 3 points for Lindsay Koenig on 3 out of 4 at the line. 2 points for Brooke Homan and 2 points for Molly Winter Marion Local held to three field goals in the first half, the rest were free throws.
Well, yeah, and right now the difference is what it has been when we played them, and that's the pressure. You can just tell that they look very uncomfortable, not real fluid with the ball, and our defense is really stingy right now, pressuring them and making them very uncomfortable. If you play them a half-court set, they're going to do a great job of pounding the ball inside to the winner girl. If the Pullman girl was healthy, it would have been her as well. But for us, our game plan is not to let them get comfortable and walk it up. And we've done a great job with that so far. So far,
indeed, is the case. Again, the Indians 5-1 in the MAC. Marion Local 6-0 in the MAC. This would tie the two teams. If we can continue to pull this win out tonight, it would tie us with Marion Local for the conference lead. And then if Marion Local slips again and we can win the rest of our games, we'll end up being MAC champs. And that hadn't happened too many times over the years.
Nope.
Not too many times. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery leading 27-14. We'll return right after we pause for this.
2020 is finally here. It is a new year, and if it is a lot like last year, there will be many good times and some not so good times in our lives. We at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your family, our community, and our country has a joy-filled and prosperous new year. Be supportive to those less fortunate, and let's do our part to make 2020 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and then recommend the best products for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the hangar at Marion Local, the score again is 27-14. In the reserve game tonight, Brian, that went to the Lady Indians. And I think they improved to 6-8 on the year, I believe.
I think they're 6-9 now with the record, but. The Indians jumped out, I guess, actually, first quarter was tied 4-4. And then second quarter, the Indians actually lost that quarter as well, 10-8, and trailing at halftime 14-12. In the third quarter, the Indians jumped out and with the lead with a 6-2 quarter, third quarter score, and to take an 18-16 lead. And then in the fourth quarter, the Indians outscored the Flyers as well, 6-5, to take a 24-21 victory. Grace Guckenbiller, actually Hope Wendell led the way with 9. Grace Guckenbiller added 7. Brenna Holman with 3. Elizabeth Allig and Elena Evers both chipped in with 2. And Faith Ruby with 1.
And I think, I believe that starting the fourth quarter, I think Marion Local took the lead on us at 21-18. And then we ended up scoring the last 6 points of the game to win that 24-21. So nice win for the junior varsity. And that was a hard-fought win, too. Very, very rugged game, just like this one is here tonight.
Yep, very scrappy, very physical, and that's just usually how Thursday nights go. And, hopefully we can hang on and win this one, and I'm sure our next two will be very similar. So
tomorrow night, the boys will be hosting Marion Local. You can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not have that here on the radio station. And then the girls play against LCC on Saturday. And we are not doing that one either on the radio. So you'll be doing that one, Brian, on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday. And then Saturday night, the boys entertain Mississinawa Valley?
At Mississinawa. And Reese Rogers will be doing that one on the Fort Recovery Radio because actually I'm going to be going to skip my son's game, and we're actually going to go to Jay County and watch Blackford Jay County game. So.
Okay. Watch the leading scorer in the state of Indiana, Luke Brown, playing for the Blackford Bruins. He's averaging around 32, 33 points a game now.
Yep, Olivia and I, and actually Daniel, have always gone the last couple of years and watching play, and that's the advantage of not coaching on Friday nights. And so Liv said, hey, let's go watch him. So she and I are going over, and going to go watch that game. So should be fun.
Ought to be a big crowd there on Saturday night. The tickets go on sale at 5:30 on Saturday night. If you're wanting to go, that's when the tickets go on sale. There should be plenty of tickets for everybody. It'll be a big crowd, but here's Kiki Wendell putting it up and no good as we have the ball to start the third quarter. Thanks to Can-Am Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. Marion Local with the ball, in and off the rim, no good. Missing that was Holscher. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Here comes Val racing down the court, passing right side to Colleague, back out to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn in the lane, passes to Mollenkamp. There's your first basket for Val Mollenkamp as she drains a three. And again, as we said, not a single point for Val in that first half of play. That makes it now 30-14, and that is the biggest lead of the game for the Indians tonight at 16 points. We'll take it. The other day when Marion Local lost to St. Mary's, they had over 20 turnovers in that game when they lost to St. Mary's. Here's Sammy Holscher putting it up, no good. Rebound Olivia Patch, support recovery. Patch comes down, hands it off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes all the way to the baseline and travels. This is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM. We're on all three of our stations tonight, and we're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Here's Winter on the left. She'll fire it up over Olivia Patch. No good. Rebound Winter back up. No good again, and Olivia Patch is going to be called for a foul this time. Looks like to me, Olivia was pretty well straight up in the air on that one. But a lot of times when the shooter goes into the defender, no matter what, they get the break on the call. And the free throw is up and good by Marion Local. Again, by Winter. Molly Winter. She is a handful, I want to tell you. Got them both. And she's only a sophomore, Brian. Goodness sake.
Yeah, most of the kids they have out there right now are sophomores with all their injuries, so...
Brooke Colleague feeds to Allie Vaughn in the lane. Back outside, there's Val Mollenkamp. Drives and fires it off the glass. No good. Rebound Olivia Patch. No good. But Olivia is fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line for two shots. Olivia having a great start tonight with 8 points in the first quarter. And she could go to double figures here with these two free throws. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is good. Molly Rethman comes in for Marion Local, and Sammy Holscher will go out. That was the fourth foul on Holscher, by the way, Brian. I didn't catch that.
Me neither, but wow.
And this free throw is no good, and now they're going to call a foul on Allie Vaughn on the lane.
That's her third.
So Vaughn picks up her third. Sammy Holscher from Marion Local got her fourth a moment ago when she fouled Olivia Patch. And it's 31-16, Indians by 15 now. And that is, again, that is our biggest lead of the game at 15 points. Check that. We had a 16-point lead a moment ago. Here's a shot up and good by Marion Local. Brooke Oman hits the basket. Makes it 31-18. And Marion Local making a little bit of a comeback here. Page four camp to Brooke Colleague. Colleague on the outside. Stops. Goes to Val Mollenkamp, comes into the lane, puts it up, no good, won't go. Bow just can't get it to go down tonight. Rebound comes to Marion Local. On the board there was Brooke Holman. Right side it goes to Heidi Restman. Restman back over to Molly Restman. Tried to get it into Winter, tipped away by Fort Recovery, and saving it was Paige Fortkamp. Here's Val Mullenkamp. On the left, the colleague, tipped by Marion Local. No, they're going to say it wasn't.
Tipped by Brooke Colleague. It was. Marion tipped it, and then Brooke tried catching it and just bobbled it out of bounds.
She'd have been better off just let it go.
Yep. We're going to get it back, though.
And Marion Local throws it away on the inbound pass against the press. Again, our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You know, Cooper Farms has a wonderful program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's Brooke Colley on a three. Oh, in and out. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Flyers with the ball. Indians lead by 13. 31 to 18. And Marion Local throws it away. Unforced turnover.
That's back-to-back possessions. They just threw to spots that there was no one even in the vicinity of.
Timeout is called. We'll be back in a moment. 5 minutes to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. It's 31 for the Indians, 18 for Marion Local. We'll return in just a moment.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way. Whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Back in here at Marion Local. Kiki Wendell will bring it across the timeline for Fort Recovery. Over to Brooke Colleague. Colleague to Paige Fortkamp. Two more conference games after tonight for the Indians, St. Henry and New Bremen. Shots up, no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. I think that was Val again missing one.
Yeah.
Underneath the winner, she'll lay it in. Molly Winter makes it a 11-point lead. It was 16, 30 to 14. Now it's 31 to 20. Indians with the lead and with the ball. Kiki Wendell right side to Brooke Colley. Colley back out top to Paige Fortkamp to Kiki Wendell. Paige Fortkamp on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds by, oh my, Brooke Colley, it looked like to me, but they say it went off Marion Local. Didn't see Coach Stribe complaining too much on that one, but I thought Brooke might have knocked it out.
She kind of ran in and jumped, almost spiked it, so not sure how we got it back.
Whitley rambled to Val Mullenkamp. Shot's way off. That was kind of a side saddle shot there, and now a battle for the ball, and Marion Local keeps it. Flyers with the ball. And here's a foul on Brooke Colley as she reached in on Heidi Restman, trying to steal the ball away and commits the foul.
Right now, our pressure is just absolutely giving Marion fits. They are struggling. No one wants to dribble basketball for them right now just because they're afraid they're going to lose it.
If you'd like to sell your corn, Cooper Farms would like to buy it. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms by calling them at 800-637-7167. 800-637-7167. Stolen by Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn puts it up. No good, but she is fouled in the act of shooting as the Indians cause another Marion Local turnover.
Great trap in the corner. Marion took it out on the side, threw it in the corner. We get a great trap and a steal by Kiki and pushes ahead for Allie.
Allie Vaughn misses the free throw. That's her first miss tonight. That foul was called on Brooke Holman a moment ago. Her first personal foul. Allie dribbles, puts it up there. It is good this time. 1-2 for Allie Vaughn. And she has 4 out of 5 on the night. Down comes Marion Local with the ball. Knocked away by Brooke Colley. Kiki Wendell picks it up. Right side to Ali Vaughn, lays it up and no good, missed it. Rebound Whitley Rammel, no good, and the foul's going to be called on Marion Local. Marion Local fans are getting a little bit bent over here. They are really angry.
Well, not trying to be a homer, but I mean, we just tackled a girl and they didn't call a foul.
Whitley Rammel hits the first free throw. Now a tech's going to be called on the Marion Local coach.
Joe Turner said he's had enough.
A technical foul's been called on the Marion Local coach. Beth Scribe. Whitley Rammel will have one more free throw here of her two. This one's up and no good. Now there'll be two technical free throws, and I can guarantee you it's not going to be Whitley Rammel.
Well, she actually looked like Coach Gann told Whitley to stay up there, and she just walked up. She's like, I got these.
And she puts it up and in. Kiki Wendell on the technical free throws. Hits the first one. She'll have one more. That's her first point tonight. Now she missed that one. So the Indians will get the ball back now. And the lead is back to 14 at 34-20.
She's got to sit now. That's what they're telling her. You got to sit down, coach.
So Coach Scribe has to sit down. That's the ruling when you get a technical foul.
Yep.
Who is this coach, official?
Right? He's done a lot of games, and I'm horrible with officials' names. But
you don't get their autographs, huh?
No, I try not to talk to them a whole lot.
Paige Fortkamp out front with the ball. Passing on the right to Ali Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling baseline, shut off there nicely. Back out to Brooke Colling. On the left to Kiki Wendell. Three-point shot goes. Kiki Wendell on a three.
Sometimes you just need to see the ball go in and to score. And that free throw maybe helps her.
There's your biggest lead of the game now at 17, 37-20. And Marion Local having trouble. They throw it away, but Fort Recovery can't save it, and it's going to be Marion Local's ball. Oh, I hope she's not hurt down there.
She's fine. She's like a rubber band.
Kiki Wendell went down.
Problem is, we didn't have to save that. They threw it out of bounds, and it was going to be our ball, and we went after it.
Fort Recovery wants to call timeout. 2:53 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. You know, Cooper Farms has an excellent program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well for your animals. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back. Timeout Fort Recovery. We'll be back right after this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Now we start the action, and here's Fort Recovery with another steal. I don't know how many turnovers they've had, Brian, but it has been a bunch.
This is about like us the other night, almost, up a reverse.
Fort Recovery with the ball inside Paige Fortkamp, and she has it knocked out of bounds by Marion Local's Brooke Homan. Kiki Wendell will toss it in to Whitley Rammel, and she lays it in as we burn them on the inbound play. And there is your biggest lead again, 39-20. Whitley Rammel now with 5 points tonight. Indians on top by 19. Here in the third quarter, 2:19 to go in the Cooper Farm third quarter of play. Left side, up and good for Heidi Redburn. She's a junior for Marion Local. Makes it 39-22 on the layup. Brooke Colling back out front with the ball. On the left to Kiki Wendell. Thinks about shooting, doesn't. Gives over to Ali Vaughn. Tries to drive baseline into Whitley Rammel. puts it up, no good. Racing in was Brooke Colley, but she couldn't quite get there, and Marion Local comes away with the rebound. Here come the Lady Flyers. Down at the end by Heidi Rentman on a swap shot, and they're going to give a foul against Fort Recovery. That was a prayer or two there. Takes it 39-24 now. I didn't catch who that foul was on, did you?
I didn't see it either, and I didn't see the board light up at all, so I'm not sure.
Free throws up and good by Heidi Rethman. She gets a three-point play. She has a total of 9 points to lead her team in scoring tonight. Here's Kiki Wendell, and she is fouled. Foul's called on Olivia Demand. And the Marion Local fans, who we are sitting around, are not happy. Into Val Mollenkamp. Stops, pops, and misses off the front of the rim.
She is kind of struggling tonight.
Molly Rethman comes down with the rebound. Fortunately, though, her teammates have picked up the slack here as the Indians have a nice 39-25 lead here in the third quarter with a minute 14 to go in the quarter on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Outside it goes to Brooke Homan. There's a shot up. No good. Rebound. Allie Vaughn of Fort Recovery. A minute to go. Indians on top by 14. In the MAC, it's never over till it's over, I'll tell you that. But the Indians have been playing pretty well tonight. Kiki Wendell on the left side. There's Allie Vaughn firing a three. It does not go. And a foul's going to be called on Marion Local, I think. Yes. Brooke Colley is fouled. They call the foul on Molly Rethman. It'll be out of bounds, and Brooke Homan, I should say Brooke Colley, injured a bit there.
Cramps. She gets those a lot.
Olivia Patch to Val Mollenkamp, comes down, puts it up, can't get it to go, rebound. Olivia Patch up, no good, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. So Olivia Patch goes back to the free throw line. She's had a very nice night tonight with a total of 9 points.
But if you would have said Val's only going to have 3 points and you're going to be leading by 14, I never would have believed it. I mean, we've played well, but I mean, Val's been one of our constant scorers that we've kind of needed, and the other kids have just kind of stepped up, and I think our defense has really set the tone so far. So,
second one is good that she got them both, giving Olivia 11 points on the night. Macy Day comes in briefly for Fort Recovery. And that gave Allie Vaughn a little bit of a break there. Marion Local brings it up, trailing 41-25. Indians on top by 16. There's a foul on Paige Fortkamp. That must have been Beth Stribe's first technical foul ever, because she didn't know she had to sit down after.
I think she was just trying to voice her opinion there a little bit. But
Marion Local with the ball, down to 20 seconds left in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians lead 41-25. Had a 19-point lead at one time, 39-20. Outside three-point shot, good. Heidi Rethman gets a three, and that's going to end the quarter. After three quarters of play, it's Fort Recovery leading the Marion Local Flyers 41-38. So the 19-point lead was cut down to 13 there at the end of the quarter. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll return in just a moment.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Neil Diamond music going there. He announced the other day that he was not going to tour anymore.
This is a staple song in, I think, every Mac gym I've ever been to. Everyone plays it.
Sweet Georgia Brown. It's a sweet night tonight for the Indians so far. Comfortable 41-28 lead. Marion Local does have the ball to start the fourth quarter. So they can cut it down again here. And there's traveling called on Heidi Ressman. Holly Gans, the coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, a Fort Recovery native, Holly Stein Gans, a former Lady Indian herself. Down is Val Mollenkamp, back outside to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn down the lane, lays it up and in. Allie Vaughn having a great night tonight. That gives her a total, I think, of 12 points on the evening. Yes, indeed. Here once again is Heidi Ressman with the ball. She's trying to carry the load here for Marion Local. Heidi has 12 points in the game tonight. Here's Winter inside, and they're going to call a foul on Val Mollenkamp. The Winter able to draw the foul there, and she'll be at the line. She is 2 out of 2 at the line tonight, has a total of 6 points. Molly Winter, a 5'11 sophomore.
I was checking the roster. They only have one senior they're playing right now. The rest are sophomores and juniors. So
Molly Winter misses the first one. She'll have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is good. We can hang on and win tonight. This will improve our record to 13-4 overall and 6-1 in the MAC, and we'll be tied with Marion Local for the MAC conference lead at 6-1. Here's Kiki. No good. Way off. Rebound, Brooke Colling. Colling inside. What a move. Up and in. Right around Winter and lays it in. Excellent move for Brooke Colling. She's having a great game tonight. Gets her 9 points on the night. Here's Winter inside for Marion Local, and she scores. She said, if you're going to do that to me, I'm just going to go down and do it to you. Kiki on the right side to Allie Vaughn. Ball's off of Val Mollenkamp's foot and picked up by Marion Local. Indian turnover. And here's Allie Vaughn tipping it away. Mollenkamp back to Vaughn, stops, and she is fouled on the play by Brooke Homan. So who did the, on Fort Recovery Radio last Friday, who did the play-by-play? Was that Reese?
Or it was Darian.
Oh, Darian?
Yeah, Darian.
Free throws up, and good. It was kind of a rock, but it went in.
He likes to jump in there with Bobby and I and do some of that once in a while. He's pretty good at it, actually, but officiates a lot, so doesn't get a chance to all the time.
Allie Vaughn hits it again. I knew it wasn't you, but I knew you were there. I heard you on the broadcast. Here comes Marion Local, no good, and a foul is on Allie Vaughn. No, on Paige Fortkamp. Paige Fortkamp. That's number 2 on Paige, and stepping up to the free throw line for the Marion Local Flyers here is going to be Brooke Homan, and she got the first one. This is her first time at the line tonight, giving her 5 points now in the evening. One more for Brooke Homan, and she got that. Those are two pretty nice looking free throws there. Indians lead by 14, 47-33, 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here at the Hangar in this great Big Mac conference game. Back outside to Kiki Wendell. Kiki backs it up, goes to the free throw line, right side to Whitley Rammel. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. Here's Kiki Wendell. And the ball is knocked away, but Kiki got it back, and now what? Timeout Indians. Timeout, Indians. 5:42 to go. Indians have the ball. 47-33, Fort Recovery with the 14-point lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
We're at Maria Stein, Ohio, Marion Local High School. Quite an athletic tradition here, just about everything, Brian.
Yeah, they know what success looks like, that's for sure. Football is very impressive here with Coach Goodwin, and basketball's been to state and won some state championships, boys and girls. So.
Great volleyball program also. There's the ball knocked out of bounds by Marion Local, Fort Recovery with the basketball.
Yeah, that's probably one of their worst sports, and they've been to state two or three times here recently.
Allie Vaughn into Olivia Patch, and she'll be fouled. And that's going to be to the line. No, not to the, yes, to the line.
It looked like a four from here where we were sitting, Rob. It's 19 fouls.
That's what I was wondering there. So Olivia steps up to the free throw line with two more here. She has a total on the night. And it's good on the first one. She has 8, 10, 12 points. This will be 13, and it's up and good again. 49-33, Indians by 16. Our biggest lead was 19 in that third quarter at 39-20. Marion Local back outside it goes. Here's Winter inside and missed it. The foul's going to be called on Olivia Pass. And drawing the foul with Molly Winter, and she'll have two free throws coming here. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And for Holly Gann, the clock's probably not moving too quick.
No, that's when you're looking up saying, okay, come on, keep going, keep ticking, and want that thing to go.
Free throw is good by Molly Winter. She'll have one more, and it's short. Rebound tipped by Olivia Patch over to Allie Vaughn, and Vaughn will bring it down. All the way up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Allie Vaughn at the free throw line with more free throws.
So this is the point in the game where some teams stop being aggressive and they try basically just to hang on versus trying to play to win the game. You're just trying not to lose it. This is how leads slip away. Because the other team has, I mean, Marion has nothing to lose right now. They're down with 5 minutes to go. So we want to make sure we're keep being aggressive and we keep attacking here.
Free throw is good by Allie Vaughn. That's 7 out of 8 now for her tonight. We shot a lot of free throws tonight.
Been here one time, Rob, with great colleague. He shot 30 free throws himself in this place.
Really?
Yeah. Hit 26 out of 30.
I bet you the Marion Local fans weren't too happy that night.
Well, that night their plan was don't let him hit threes. Let's just foul him and make him hit one. Hit one at a time. Ripped his jersey off of him.
What a great player. What a fun time it was when he was playing basketball. You were a lucky guy to be able to coach him.
Yep. I've been lucky enough to coach a few of those guys that were good. His brother was another dandy.
Ball's knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. Fort Recovery leading 51-34. Inbounds pass comes to Brooke Homan, and there's a foul called on the Indians on Allie Vaughn, and that is number 4 on Allie. Doesn't say that on the board.
No, I was going to say they're a little slow on the board because Val has 3 and they only have her for 2 up there.
Free throw is up and good by Brooke Homan. She'll have another one. She's 3 for 3 on the night. Makes it 51-35. This one's no good. Tipped out of bounds. No, tipped over to Olivia Patch, and she steps out of bounds. Trying to go down the court, lost her balance and couldn't stay in bounds. So it'll be Marion Local's ball. They trail 51-35 with 4:48 to go here in the game. A huge win for the Indians tonight if we can get this one. Over on the left side it goes to the Flyers, back out top. There's Heidi Rethman with it. She'll dribble towards the baseline, feeds off. And Paige Fortkamp tipped the pass away, and Val Mollenkamp comes up with it. Right side to Paige Fortkamp, sees the O, goes in and misses it, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Paige Fortkamp goes to the line. They're going to call the foul on Molly Rethman.
Landed a little hard on her tailbone there.
Paige 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. And they're going to call... that 5,000 somebody?
Yeah, it's either Sammy Holscher or
must be
Molly Reithman, one of the two.
Yeah, Molly Reithman fouls out. Reithman fouls out with 5 fouls. So Paige Fortkamp at the line with 2 shots here. 4:20 left in the game. This is good. Paige Fortkamp has 2 points tonight, and it's 52-35. She'll have one more. It's up and good again. 53-35. Marion Local with the basketball. Down come the Flyers, working it to the right side, around the horn, over on the left. And there's a foul called on Kiki Wendell. Kiki Wendell picked up a personal foul. Number 3 on Kiki, and that will send Heidi Rethman to the free throw line. And the first one's up, and it is good. It gives her 13 points on the night now. She'll have one more. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is good again. And she is a total of 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She has 14 points now. Left side to Val Mollenkamp. Out top to Paige Fortkamp. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Wendell between the circles. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Val Mollenkamp with it. Kiki Wendell drives in the lane, pops the 10-footer, missed it. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Getting the board there was Brooke Homan. Racing down is Marion Local, up and no good by Heidi Rethman. Rebound, court recovery. These kind of games wear me out.
A lot of action.
Everybody's just going everywhere. Allie Vaughn with the basketball. Out top of the key. Left side to Kiki Wendell. 3:14 to go in the game. Indians lead 53-37. Here's Kiki going in the lane. Feeds to Mollenkamp. Open from 3. Does not go. And a foul's on Kiki Wendell. I think that's number 4 on her. I'm not so sure the board is even working at all now. I don't think they've changed it in a while. That might be number 4 on Kiki. So at the free throw line goes Heidi Rethman. She has 14 on the night for the Lady Flyers, and this would be 15 if she can tan this one. Bounces the ball, lets it go, and it's good. Nice looking junior is Heidi Rethman. She will have one more. Here comes Brooke Collick back in the lineup, and Val Mollenkamp will go out. It's been a kind of a struggle tonight for Val. Not a lack of effort, that's for sure. She's been hustling. This is also good. 53-39, and there's the ball knocked out of bounds by... No, it's lost out of bounds by Marion Local. Well... knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. Fort Recovery with the ball. Kiki Wendell will bring it up across the timeline. Indians lead 53-39. Left side to Paige Fortkamp. Back to Kiki Wendell. Brooke Hollig on the right. Back over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling the ball. Goes dead to the top of the key. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling in the lane. Feeds on the left side. Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp now goes to Kiki Wendell. Wendell dribbling back out front. On the left side to Paige Fortkamp. 2:29 left to go in the game. Kiki Wendell comes in. Feeds to Fortkamp on the left. Out top to Brooke Colley. Colley between the circles. Dribbling the ball. Goes to the right. And a foul is going to be called on Marion Local on Heidi Ressman. Number three on Heidi Ressman. Brooke Colley will go to the free throw line for the Lady Indians. First one's up and it is good. Down and out and down in. She'll have one more. It is good again. That rocket rolled around a little bit before it went in, but it went in.
Some hard rims here, Rob.
55-39 now. Indians with a 16-point comfortable lead here with 2 minutes to go in the game. On our way to a 6-1 MAC record, only loss to Versailles, stolen by Paige Fortkamp. Down she comes. It's good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. Paige on the steal and got the basket and is fouled in the act of shooting. That makes it now 57-39. She will have one more free throw. It's up and good. I've only got her with
three.
Actually, six. Yeah, that's what they got her up there. I don't know. 58-39, Indians. Ball stolen away by Brooke Colley. And knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. Or did she just lose it?
I think she just lost the way it was.
Lost it out of bounds, so Marion Local will have it back. 1:38 to go. We've got this baby in the win column. 58-39. Indians on top here. Going out is Heidi Reffin, who's played a very wonderful game for Marion Local. She's in double figures with 16 points for the Lady Flyers and wraps up her night tonight. Out front with it for the Lady Flyers there was Abby Mormon, who's in the game now. Several subs in here. Here's Mormon firing and missing. Rebound's knocked out of bounds. Should be Fort Recovery's ball, and it is. It goes off Marion Local. Here comes Brenna Holman in the game for Fort Recovery. Whitley Randall goes out. Brooke Colley goes out. Hope Wendell also came in. Macy Day is in there now for the Indians. Down comes Kiki Wendell. Kiki out front with it. Feeds on the left side. Macy Day back outside to Kiki Wendell. Paige Fortkamp with it, directing traffic. Feeds over to Kiki. Kiki between the circles. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Back to Kiki. 54 seconds remaining here. Kiki Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Back to Paige on the right. Back to Kiki Wendell. This is the Kiki and Paige show here. They're just passing it back and forth to each other. 36 seconds to go now. Fort Recovery will just hold the ball, and that may be your final score of the game. Coach calls time as Paige Fortkamp comes out and Kiki Wendell comes out. Grace Guggenbiller comes in. And also coming in for the Lady Indians is Elena Evers. So coach called time to get them in the lineup. Guggenbiller and Evers. 58-39. Indians have the ball. AC Day with it now. Out front. Dribbling. She'll stop. Feeds on the left side to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dribbles, stops, back outside to Macy Day. Macy Day looking for a teammate, dribbling the ball. Goes to the center circle, back to the left, back to the right. Passing on the left to Grace Guggenbiller, and the clock's going to run out here. Brenna Holman with it out front. And she will be the last one to touch the ball as the Indians have won the game 58-39 tonight over the Marion Local Flyers. Fort Recovery is now tied for the MAC lead. 6-1 on the year. So is Marion Local with two games to go. Again, Fort Recovery has St. Henry and New Bremen, the last two games to play. And if they play well, they should win those two and go to 8-1 on the year in the MAC. The question is Marion Local going to be stumbling somewhere along the line or not? Big win for Fort Recovery. Girls are excited about this one, Brian.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you have a chance to win and put yourself in the lead of this conference, I mean, that's always a big thing.
Looks like the gals are singing the school song down there. In victory, 58-39, Fort Recovery over Marion Local. We'll wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest snowflakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote.
Grr, grr.
Run, Joe, run.
Grr, grr.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Grr, grr.
Here at the hangar at Marion Local High School. Well, I could probably tally mine up here real quick and let you see where you might have. I think you missed some from Paige Fortkamp.
Oh, yeah, I ended up adding that up. So
I had her with six. And Brooke Hollig, I had her with 11 points for Brooke.
Yep.
Olivia Patch, we had 8, 10, 12, 13 points for Olivia. And Allie Vaughn was the other big scorer.
15.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. I had her with 16.
So that would have been one missing one more then.
And then Whitley Rammel had 5.
There you go.
Is that where you missed the other one?
Yeah.
Looks like we're going to have the young man here step up with the microphone, so we'll get Jeff Vaughn on here. Hey, what a win, huh?
Oh, man, great win, Rob. I'd say the girls just played their hearts out tonight. It's unbelievable. I don't know. It's like they almost were saving some off of Tuesday night's big, you know, loss, but their effort was great tonight, all of them that played in that game tonight.
I told Brian, I said, this kind of wears me out. My goodness, the energy going on there on both sides, really.
Oh, no, it's incredible. You know, our defensive intensity was unbelievable. You know, Marion played hard, got some foul trouble early that really hurt them, and, you know, the Holscher girl's a really nice player, and unfortunately for us, she got some early fouls, but our intensity tonight was just tremendous, you know, and it, coming into this game, that was the most disappointing thing for Holly and I against FM was that we just didn't feel like we had the intensity. But, you know, we'll take this one anyway because, you know, we're still in contention for the MAC title now. So that's huge.
Well, and, you know, it was kind of an unusual game. You come in here with two of your better scorers. Didn't score much tonight. Val Mollenkamp only had 3. Kiara Wendell only had 4 points tonight. Yet we win by a score of 58-39.
Yeah, and how about Liv Patch? I mean, yeah. The kid hasn't. I mean, it's been a rough year for her. She hadn't had a great minutes at times, but man, did she step up tonight, Rob. I mean, it was unbelievable. Had a couple offensive rebound putbacks and made free throws. So
had 13 points on the night and had 8 points,
8 crucial points in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to her. I mean, that's what kids have to do and step up. Like I said, her minutes have been down, but she definitely took advantage of it tonight. And, you know, I thought all our kids played well. I thought Brooke, I thought Allie had a great game tonight. And I'd like to shout out their mom at the home right now, and I know she's listening, so...
Well, you know, this puts us in position to tie for the conference championship or maybe win if Marion Local stumbles. Do you happen to know who they have?
Yeah, they have New Bremen left and Coldwater at Coldwater. But, you know, that Coldwater team's dangerous, Rob. They got the size to go with Marion here. And I think, you know, who knows? I mean, we control our own destiny. That's what we told the girls tonight. You know, that's a great thing, you know. But we can't stub our toe from here out. But, you know, that would be great to get a MAC championship. What a way to start your coaching career, Holly, to even be in contention at this point.
Absolutely. And our two games that we have are St. Henry and New Bremen. So if we can win those two, it's a for sure tie for the conference. And maybe even, as you say, if Marion Local stumbles, somebody like Coldwater, maybe even an outright conference championship. And we haven't had a whole lot of conference championships in girls basketball.
I think I read in the paper tonight, 1991 maybe, 91, 92. Something was in the 90s, but you know, the great thing is, Rob, right now we got two home MAC games left, and we control what we can do there. And you know, the big thing is, none of those games are going to be easy. They never are. I mean, St. Henry beat Franklin Monroe by 24 earlier this year, so you know, we got to be ready to play, and that's the big thing. And the great thing is that we have the ability to control our own destiny, and that way this game was huge tonight.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for coming up. We appreciate it. Again, Jeff Vaughn, our guest here on the post game, one of the assistant coaches for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. It is a big win tonight. It's going to be a fun bus, even though it's short.
Yeah.
It's a fun bus ride home.
It's always better when you got a W. So thank you again, Rob. We appreciate everything you do for us.
Hey, no problem. Jeff Vaughn, thank you for coming up again. And once again, the wrap-up here, Fort Recovery wins 58-39 to improve their overall record to 13-4 on the year. And again, they're 6-1 in the MAC, tying them with Marion Local, who is also 6-1 in the MAC now. Fort Recovery led 14-5 at the first quarter, led 27-14 at the half, led 41-38 after three, and again, the final, a 19-point win, 58-39. And that 19 points equaled our biggest lead of the game. We also led by 19 in the third quarter. As, again, the individual scoring, we had Allie Vaughn leading the way with 16. She had 9 at the half, 13 for Olivia Patch, 11 for Brooke Collig. Also chipping in with 6 points was Paige Fortkamp, 5 points for Whitley Rammel, 4 for Kiera Wendell, and 3 for Val Mollenkamp. For the Marion Local Flyers, they were led tonight by Heidi Rethman with 16, 10 for Molly Winter, 7 for Brooke Homan, and 3 apiece for Olivia Demange and Lindsay Koenig. Again, in the reserve game, we win that one by a score of 24-21 in a hard-fought victory over Marion Local. Fort Recovery was led by Hope Wendell with 9, Grace Guggenbiller with 7, 3 for Brenna Homan, and 2 apiece for Elizabeth Allig and also Elena Evers, and 1 for Faith Groovy. That wraps it up for us tonight from the Marion Local High School. Again, at the hangar, Lady Indians win by a final score over Marion Local, 58-39, putting themselves in a position to possibly be champions of the MAC Conference here in 2019-2020. For Eric Catterly, our studio producer in Portland, for Neil Spencer here at the game site, for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and for our great sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.